Go, experience things. This was going to be the bane of my existence. I'm not sure how people can even really make money off of this podcast things, but here I am out having an experience. I made out with girls before. I fingered myself in front of them. And as the story went, I came with one while making out. But dating is a whole other ballgame. I'm probably already screwing up, wearing his shirt, and good God, why did I wear sneakers and these black socks? Victoria is probably going to be full-on sex pot on wheels and making things like a whirlwind because she...
Wow, wow, wow. I expected you to stick out like a sore thumb in the city, Junebug, but you have that chic hipster thing going on.
I had to hand it to her, sneaking up on me like that, but when I turned around, it was the most unexpected sight. The hardcore goth girl was standing there in this flowery light blue sundress with knee-high stockings. And the only thing that stopped her from looking like the picture of Prim were the piercings on her nose and her eyebrow, and you can't cover all of her tattoos, but...
Are you okay? You look flushed.
Well, I wanted this date to be special, and I wanted you to feel comfortable, and you're not really much for the city type stuff, so I thought I'd play it low-key and kind of go country style and do, you know how hard it is to find a sundress that fits just right for my ass, and I thought maybe, I don't know, I thought maybe I'd freak you out too much, and you're just humoring me and really don't like me, and I was reading into things too much that if I came out as my...
Are you okay, V? I love your dress. I might steal it from you, but we need to see how it might look on the floor first if the date goes well, okay?
I just saw the look in your eye when you turned around and thought... Oh, fuck. I really fucked this up. She thinks I'm mocking her, and I...
Where to, city girl? And bring me to a place not to cater to my whims. I come into the city for grad school, so I'm not completely hopeless. Then I have to figure out if I want to get my doctorate.
Do it! After you're finished experiencing stuff, we can have them ask you their mental health questions about sex, and you can be Dr. Junebug instead of Dr. Branch.
Well, okay, speaking of mental health, you were 15.
How was your cake, Junebug?
Deliciously creamy. I didn't expect that pudding in the center. It was cool and refreshing. Stop deflecting. You told me you would tell me.
You're gonna judge me. You have to promise not to judge me or psychoanalyze me or feel sorry for me in any way, shape, or form, okay?
I won't judge you, and...
That includes thinking of me as a victim. If you can't do that, I can't tell you anything.
Hold on. Waitress, I have no idea what I was drinking. She ordered while I was powdering my nose. Can I get another one of these?
You've never had a Long Island iced tea, Junebug?
Well, I usually just drink beer, or with Wolf, I drink whiskey since he won't drink beer. Was it with family?
Ew!
Oh, thank God.
However, it did give me my daddy fetish. Oh, I seduced an older married man and had sex repeatedly with him until he got divorced. Oh, he moved away the same time I went to college, which was the same time I went to college and met Wolf. So I guess it all worked out.
Oh, okay.
The sheer thought of Wolf doing something to me that young, you were willing to rip his balls off and shove them down his throat?
Well, yes, but I mean, that's Wolf. And he knew better.
Don't you think that's kind of a double standard?
I expect more from him than some nameless stranger.
Anyway, he was the one that really fucked me before Wolf. I mean, Woof, I didn't have to deal with any baggage of a wife or girlfriend or anything, so that did make things a lot better.
You realize we've been calling him Wolf when we could just be calling him by his name?
I've been calling him Wolf, or Daddy Wolf, actually, since that Halloween party.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just used to it by now.
Huh. I'm curious, how did he spring this on you? This podcast thing.
Well, actually, it was the day before I met you, and I'd been off the grid for a bit, you know why. So I was out of contact, and I don't know, I didn't really get in touch with anybody those days, especially not him, but I had an emergency, and he was the only person I could call. I'm gonna cut Mr. Wolf harder and bruise my fucking cervix. Why the fuck did you stop? Stop teasing me, Wolf Daddy. I just got out of lockup and prison charges. Or bitch. You're stopping me to ask that? Is she at least cute? Can I do this naked? Fuck. Okay, I'll do it. But if you stop, I'm going to shank you. Just let me come already. After you come in my pussy, you're gonna come in my ass.
Wait.
I have Wolf's phone number tattooed on my wrist in case of emergencies. Come on, Junebug. This is Biggie 101. He was the only phone number that I had access to when I was allowed to make my one call.
But he's changed his number at least 3 times since college.
I know. See, I got the other 2 tattoos crossed out and the 3rd number put in place. Look. See here?
Do you love Wolf?
I was in lust with him. I was infatuated with him, definitely, for years. And I probably thought I was in love with him at some point, but just like how he wants you to go experience things, well, that happened similar with me and Wolf.
You did not answer the question.
What do you want me to say, Junie? That would be the truth and at the same time not hurt you.
I don't know. It's just...
If a relationship happens between me and him, between you and him, between you, me, and him, between you and I, it will be discussed and figured out like grown-ass adults. But you have to have fun, Junie. Don't label things. And don't put all your eggs into this basket. Keep your options open, and I'll keep mine open, too.
She was right. I think this is what he was trying to tell me, and it just hadn't clicked until she said it. So I decided that I would keep my options open. Okay, options open. So what happened?
So he bailed me out of jail and explained to him why I went off the grid and that I fucked him for the rest of the day and night.
The day and night? You were able to walk?
Yes, Junebug, but I'm used to it. You aren't. Tell me, though, have you had any experiences that Wolf told you to go have?
Yes.
Well, do tell my bell.
I need to whisper it into your ear. It's not for polite ears to hear.
I just finished talking about fucking an older man.
I need to whisper it into your ear.
Oh.
Okay, so... The bathrooms here have floor-length stall doors.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got me so excited that I fingered myself in the bathroom until I came.
My.
And if you feel under my skirt and push my panties to the side, you're gonna see how wet I am for you.
Fuck. Wait, finish a drink.
Why?
Shh. We're gonna get kicked out. I just wanted to show you that telling me something like that does have its consequences. Now, while I normally don't go on dates with girls, I have been known to fuck with them sometimes. Come with the train. Mm. And the faster that you drink that drink, The faster we can get going.
Oh.
And there you go. Your place or mine?
Yours.
No, I'll get the check.
No, you don't have to.
Hey, I asked you out on the date, so I'm treating the country girl.
Can I say something awful?
How can a girl like me afford a place in a building like this?
Well, yeah.
Well, it's a mixture between selling my good looks and having a very good stockbroker. I do a lot of fetish work on top of my camming with custom videos and the like. So, welcome to my humble abode, Junibach.
Oh, it's nice.
Nice isn't the word you were thinking, Junibug.
Well, okay, it is pretty empty.
To be fair, I am out a lot, and I generally really only come here to sleep and make videos. I'm not here enough to have anyone to make a house or a home.
Why is there a crate with a cactus on it?
Oh, yeah. I just set that up the other day. One of my buyers wants me to fuck the fake cactus. He gave me a pretty good amount of money for it, too.
Whoa, that's not a fake cactus, you know?
It is so.
V, I was going to go into conservation if I hadn't gone into psychology. That is not a fake cactus.
It is.
You're going to damage yourself trying to fuck this.
Ow!
See?
Bastard tried to trick me. He ordered the cactus. Fuck. I guess I'll just have to give him some money back. But maybe if...
Vicky, no.
But...
No.
Not even the tip?
Not even the tip.
Ugh, all right. I do hate to do this, but I need to get an email out. Just feel free to look around and just make yourself at home.
I think you'd have more stuff just, you know, just for shooting's sake.
Oh, I want to keep things minimized for shooting's sake. Most of the time, it's just me, and I don't like moving furniture around. Hey! I didn't mean open things up!
Well, you have a camera, a four-poster bed, and a cactus. There's really not much to actually look at. Toys, expected. More toys, expected. Ooh, now this is interesting.
That's the...
Wow, you look awfully cozy in this picture with Wolf and whoa!
Yeah, I made that photo album for him for his graduation and chickened out giving it to him.
Why aren't the two of you dating?
Because occasionally he looks at me like a little girl to the point that I feel like I've done something guilty, and if we were in a relationship, that would annoy the fuck out of me. So we're just good friends, and, you know, I fuck him on occasion, as good friends are wont to do.
And how often does he call you to fuck him?
Oh, I mean, well, you know, never.
Wait.
The booty call with him is strictly one direction. I call him. It also shows me his disinterest in dating me, or he'd call me up and, you know, he'd be in contact with me for that type of thing. He's a good friend, but I just don't think he sees me as a girlfriend. I mean... I don't really know if anybody does. But anyway, enough about Wolf. Here. There, Junebug. How does that dress look on the floor?
Wait. The camera.
It's not recording anything. I'm not luring you up to my room to have a porno. In fact, I don't lure people up to my place, period, so count yourself lucky, baby girl. Now, don't get shy on me.
No, turn it on.
What?
I mean, if I ever feel like I'm forced to do an OnlyFans, God, as if, that video could just, you know, it could be go big or go home.
Naked. I want you naked.
Clasps in front.
Oh, damn, Junibug. Your tits are amazing.
Oh, not like yours.
These things? No. Not compared to...
No, I mean, they don't compare to your ass, but fuck, they are good enough to fucking eat. Oh. Oh. Your lips are so soft. Oh, fuck. Please. The other one, please.
Your nipples are so nice to suck on, Junibug. Manhandling me so you're on top, huh? Oh, shit. Shit, I didn't expect that from you.
An experience asked for it. Not enough to talk about, though.
Junie. You're making me wet. I can feel your thigh against my pussy and my knee more than grinding.
Like this?
Fuck. Keep doing that.
No, you keep doing that.
Oh, yeah. That's it. You can use another finger.
Where did you learn that?
Susan Bora Bora. Fuck you. Bite me.
Oh, I just might.
Do it. Oh, fuck. Like that. Now the other side. Oh, yes.
Fuck. You're flooding my fingers.
Because your lips are so soft, it makes your brain feel harder. Fuck. Rub my clit harder when you do that. Fuck. Coming. Is just so beautiful.
More? Oh, fuck. I'm gonna need a nap if there's more. And some water.
Both I can provide. It's on. One bottle of water for my June bug.
When I wake up, you're gonna have to show me how you like your ass eaten. I've never eaten ass before.
Oh, I'm gonna enjoy waking you up then.
I love the sound of that. You have my permission now, my express permission. You just wake me up however you'd like.
Go to sleep then.
You too.
I need to taste you, Junie. God damn. What do you shower with or put on? Fuck, it makes your skin taste wonderful. Oh, God. The taste of you on your thighs. I thought I tasted it as good on my fingers, but on your skin itself.
What? What? Ow! Ow! Oh my God, Vicky!
Ow! I think you broke my nose.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Ow! I forgot where I was, and I didn't know. And fuck.
Stop, Junie. Stop. You're making me laugh.
Let me at least just to help you clean up.
Just get me a tank top, shorts, and a towel. Just get me to the ER, okay?
Oh, my God. I am a horrible person.
Ow, ow. Oh, ow.
Next time on Juniper's Branching Out. Oh, there was so much blood. And she's just sitting there laughing and joking and flirting with the doctors like a fucking maniac.